弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的带领，让我们的灵恩布道会都非常的顺利。
Thanks to the guidance of God, our spiritual convocation has gone on smoothly.
今天是我们最后一天的灵恩会。
And today is our last day of spiritual convocation.
早上小弟一样跟昨天来分享看神的帐幕在人间。
So today I'd like to continue on the topic we have started yesterday. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
让我们了解到我们这个真教会它的尊贵性。
And so it enables us to understand the preciousness of us as being the true church.
我们昨天已经谈到神的帐幕是开始于神的存在。
Well, yesterday we mentioned that the tabernacle is also the place in which has the dwelling of God.
因为神在创世以前已经预备基督要来拯救世人。
And because ever since the creation, God already prepared a way of salvation to man.
所以以弗所书第二章第十节才说我们都是神的工作。
And that's why Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 said
是借着耶稣基督所造成的
that we are all his handiwork through the mighty work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为要让我们行善
so that we can do good.
就是神所预备要叫我们去行的
This is what God has prepared us for us to do.
我们今天能在基督里都是神的工作。
And so today we are all his workmanship.
是借着耶稣基督来造成。
And we are created in Christ Jesus.
所以才说神在创世以前借着基督拣选我们。
And that is why it says ever since the time of creation through Christ Jesus we have been chosen.
也就是我刚刚讲的神的帐幕起于神的存在。
And therefore, it relates to our topic that the tabernacle of God as the dwelling of God.
那他为了向他所造的显明他的心意。
And so in order to manifest his heart to his workmanship.
所以必须借着有形的物质的建造来显明。
And therefore, it must be manifested through certain physical being in which is that of the tabernacle.
所以在旧约的时候他就吩咐摩西为神铸造帐幕。
And so in the Old Testament, he commanded Moses to build this tabernacle.
铸造帐幕主要的目的就是神要来住在百姓的中间。
And the purpose, main purpose of the tabernacle is so that the God can dwell with the people.
也就是成就以马内利。
And also to fulfill Emmanuel.
但是肉身的同在那是很短暂的。
But the physical abidance is temporary.
虽然这样子，神还是很谨慎的交代他们说，交代摩西说，制造帐幕，一切的器具都要按照山上所指示你的样式去做。
Even though this is the case, but God carefully revealed to Moses the exact measurements and what he wanted in terms of building this tabernacle. According to what was in Mount Sinai.
旧约这一套服侍神其实并不能真正来解决选民的罪。
All these serve to serve God, but unfortunately it does not really take away the sin of the people.
不能使他们的良心得到洁净。
It is not able to have them have a cleansing of their conscience.
那旧约选民的献祭，它的意义在哪里？
And so what is the manifestation and the meaning of the offering recorded in the Old Testament?
其实就是在神面前承认自己是一个罪人。
And all it is that man can declare himself before the presence of God as a sinner.
罪人才需要献祭赎罪。
Because a sinner can only is obligated to make offering.
所以献祭的当下就是向神承认是个罪人。
And so as we make this offering, we are declaring to God that I am a sinner.
献祭这个动作的本身不能真正除他们的罪。
And the behavior or the act of offering is unable to really remiss their sins.
所以他们才必须每年都去献同样的赎罪祭。
And therefore, every year they are obligated to make this offering of atonement.
那 他去在神面前承认自己的罪。
And so when they go before the presence of God to declare their sin, confess their sin.
另外一个意义就是仰望神的应许。
And the other meaning is that they yearn for the promise of God.
也就是神应许亚伯拉罕使地上万族都服气的祖孙来到。
And that is the covenant in which God has set with Father Abraham, in which he shall bless the people and they shall multiply.
这个就是旧约选民的信心。
And this is the faith that was in the Old Testament.
所以旧约的选民都不是因行为被神称义。
And so the believers in the Old Testament were never justified by faith.
因为罗马书第三章二十节，保罗已经宣告，凡有血气的，没有一个能够因行律法被神称义的。
Because in Romans chapter 3 verse 20, Paul declares that no one is justified by the law that is in the knowledge of sin.
旧约的选民仍然是因信心被神称义。
So the Old Testament believers, they were justified only by their certain belief.
那个信心就是仰望基督的到来。
And that mere belief is to yearn for the coming Messiah.
所以基督如果没有来成就十字架的救恩。
And so if Christ Jesus did not come to fulfill the salvation through the cross,
复活升天
and resurrected and ascend to heaven,
旧约的选民他们所做的一切敬拜的事情都是归于虚空。
Then all the practices that was done in the Old Testament were in vain.
那这样的宗教就跟人设立的宗教没有差别。
And such kind of religion would be no different than any other religion established by man.
因为至终不能解决我们生命的困境。
Because in the end, it could not solve this problem of bondage of sin.
但是耶稣基督已经来到。
But Christ Jesus indeed has come.
成就十字架的救恩。
And he has fulfilled the salvation upon the cross. And established the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
所以使旧约选民的信心得到实现。
And so that the faith of the Old Testament members have been revealed and manifested.
所以他们也在这个神的帐幕里面。
And so therefore they are incorporated into the tabernacle of God.
那这个天上的帐幕怎么降下来？
And so this heavenly tabernacle, how does it come to abide with man?
在旧约的时候，天上的帐幕是在天上。
In the Old Testament, the heavenly tabernacle dwells above.
也就是天上神的宝座。
And that is the throne of God.
要借着耶稣基督成就十字架救恩以后才会降下来。
But only through Jesus Christ dying on the cross does this heavenly tabernacle descend upon the world.
那他降下来是凭着更美之约来立的。
And when it does descend, it was established even a more beautiful covenant with man.
你看希伯来书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第八章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 8.
你念到第七节。六到七。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 to 7. Chapter 8 verse 6 to 8. But now he has attained a more excellent ministry inasmuch as he is also a mediator for a better covenant, which was established on better promises. 7. For it, that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. 8.
你看这边就讲到主耶稣今天在天上做我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Here it says that Lord Jesus is our mediator.
他是凭着更美之约来做的。
And that he done it for this better covenant.
那这个约是凭着更美的应许来立的。
And this better covenant was established on a better promise.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 30.
耶利米书三十一章三十一节到三十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
31到 34.
31 to 34. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. 32. Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them out by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their mind and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
好，31节、32节就指着旧约的缺点。
In verse 31, 32, it says, talks about the weakness of the old covenant.
也就是律法的软弱。
And that is the fault of the law.
律法的软弱不是指律法本身有缺失。
It's not to say the fault of the law is that the law itself is lacking.
而是指着人的肉体软弱，无法照律法的规定去做。
But instead, it points to the faults of the physical body of man to abiding the law.
把律法行得非常完全。
And so that it is able to fulfill and commit to the law.
因为律法的观念就是在一条跌倒等于就犯了重条一样。
And as according to the law, if you stumble on one, you stumble on all.
那我们人不可能做得面面俱到。
And so we as human beings is unable to be perfect.
所以就为神用1500年的时间证明人实在非常软弱。
And so in the Old Testament, God manifests to us that through 1,500 years of history, that indeed man is very weak.
所以要把这个旧约废掉。
And so he abolished the Old Testament.
那另立一个新约。
And so he reestablished a new covenant.
那这个新约就有别于旧约了。
And so this new covenant is different than that of the Old Covenant.
他说要把律法写在选在选民的心里面。
And so here says that this new covenant will be established in the heart of the people.
旧约虽然神用指头把十诫写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, the Old Covenant was written on the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments.
他们也立誓世世代代遵行。
And they also promised generation after generation to abide by it.
可是事实证明不是他们做不到。
But in reality, we see that the people were unable to abide by it.
那现在新约要把律法写在我们的里面，心里面。
And now this new covenant will be written in our hearts.
啊，怎么写？
And so how is it written?
就靠着圣灵来写在我们心里面。
It is through the Holy Spirit that is inscribed inside our hearts.
好，然后呢？他说，那个。他们不用别人来教导，连邻舍跟弟兄说你该认识神。
And they say this will not be that they will be taught by others as to know God.
旧约选民必须从律祭司来寻求律法。
In the Old Testament, the priest is the mediator for the people in seeking the law.
但祭司很软弱，会沾寻人的情面。
But the priests themselves also are weak.
使选民在律法上跌倒。
And they also become a stumbling block to the people.
现在新约不用人教导。
And so in the New Testament, it says that no man needs to be taught.
谁来教导？
Who will teach?
住在我们里面的圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
带领我们进入真理里面去。
And will deliver us into all truth.
让我们满心明白神的真理。
So that we can completely come to understand the truth of God.
并且圣灵要当我们的保惠师，引导我们走这一条天国路。
And also, the Holy Spirit will become our mediator to guide us through this journey of heaven.
约翰一书第二章二十七节就说：“我们从主所领受的恩膏是住在长存在我们里面。
”And First John chapter 2 verse 27 it says that we who have received that from the Lord dwells in us.
这恩膏是真的啊。
Is it true that we have received this?
我们要按着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And so that we must abide by what has been taught to us by the Lord, anointing these teachings.
也就是圣灵要教导我们明白真理，让我们一直保守自己在神的爱里面。
And that is the Holy Spirit teaches us so that we can keep ourselves within the love of God.
也让我们认识神。
And also enable us to know God.
我们真耶稣教会的信徒其实不用别人教导你。
And so true Jesus Church members actually do not need to be taught.
只要我们肯下膝盖功夫。
As long as you are willing to spend time on your knees,
你要明白真理，跟你膝盖功夫的深浅有关系。
Do you want to know the truth? It is directly related to the death and how much you spend time on your knees.
那你要实践神的真理，也跟你的膝盖功夫有关系。
If you want to manifest the will of God and His truth, it also depends on how much time you spend on your knees.
因为明白真理跟实践真理是有一段距离的。
Because to understand the truth and to actually execute the truth, it also has its process.
这一切都是要圣灵来带领。
And all this involves the Holy Spirit to guide us.
好，那最后的更美的应许就是最后那一句话。
And so the more beautiful promise is that last phrase.
说我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
And that I will not remember their sins anymore.
这个就是我们今天在基督里的那么大的恩典。
And so this is the grace as we are in Christ, as Christians.
主耶稣一次的献祭永远成全这个赎罪的事情。
That through the sacrifice of Lord Jesus, that this is forever fulfilled.
所以我们今天在基督里面受洗了。
And so today we have been baptized in the Lord.
就得到这个更美的应许。
And so we have received this more better promise.
那你或许会说啊，我们很软弱，还是会被偶然的过患所胜。
But then you may say, oh, I'm still sometimes very weak because I'm still tempted by sin.
当我们被偶然的过患所胜的时候
，But when we have been overcome by the temptation,
就要想到主耶稣在天上。做我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Then we must meditate and think that God, Jesus above, is our mediator and our high priest.
我们的脚，他跟我们洗过。
And that our feet has been washed.
他告诉我们，他要爱我们到底。
And then he said he will love us to the end.
所以就要凭着这一份彻不透的爱，坦然无惧的来到他施恩的宝座前。
And so with such kind of thorough love that we, with boldness, we come before his mercy seat.
我要蒙连续。得恩惠做随时的帮助。
In order to receive his help and his constant abidance.
一个偶然过患所胜的人。
One who is able to overcome his sins.
最怕见到神。
One who is overcome by his sins. He fear the most by facing God.
他没办法坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
So he is unable to come with all clarity before the presence of Almighty God.
那恶者更最喜欢你这样子。
And of course, the evil one, furthermore, loves you to do this.
你不敢到主的宝座前面的时候,
because when you hesitate to go before the mercy seat of God,
你就孤单了,
because then you will find alone.
把你掳走了,
and when you are alone, he will take you away.
不管你怎么软弱,
and so no matter how weak we may become,
怎么样得罪神,
or how we have sinned against God,
你要知道我们是凭着更美的应许来跟主耶稣立约的。
You must remember you have a better promise in which we have this covenant with God.
所以要知道主的爱在我们身上长阔高深。
So we must understand the love of God among us is so deep and wide.
想到这一份
爱。And when you think about this love,
我们就应该要坦然无惧的。
Then you must boldly go to him.
来到施恩的宝座前。
To come before the mercy seat of God.
在天上做我们的慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Because he above in heaven is our mediator and our comforter.
做执事不断的来帮我们祷告。
To constantly intercede for us in prayer.
这个就是另立新约了。
And this is called establishing the new covenant.
那这个约就是要耶稣牺牲他的生命。流宝血来立的。
And this covenant must be established only through Jesus Christ by sacrificing himself.
应许就是一种恩典。
A promise itself is a grace.
那这个恩典要白白的临到我们身上。
So in order for us to receive this grace freely,
就必须立一个约。
Therefore, a covenant must be established.
所以你看主耶稣在受立圣餐的时候。
And so when you see how Jesus established the Holy Communion,
他拿起葡萄汁祝谢。
When he consecrated the grape juice,
说这是我跟你们用我的宝血跟你们立的新约。
He said, "This is the new covenant in which I have shed my blood for you."
是为你们流出来的。
It has been shed for you.
在旧约里面，选民跟神也是一样用牛羊的血来立约。
In the Old Testament, the people also have this covenant with God through the blood of animals.
他们在西乃山下。
When they were below at Mount Sinai,
西乃山上雷声闪电密云角声。
Up above in Mount Sinai is thunder, the great windstorm, and also lightning.
火焰地震。
And great earthquake.
所有的选民都恐惧战惊。
And the multitude, the people below, trembled with fear.
趴在地上。
And then so lay flat and trembling, making a covenant with God.
摩西就拿着牛膝草，牛膝草啊，一种草，你就说用。
So Moses took some herbs or grass.
好，沾着牛羊的血。
And so he dipped it in sheep blood.
撒在约书上面。
And sprinkled it on the law. And also on the people.
说看到这就是。那个神跟你们所立约的证据。
And so Moses says, see that this is the covenant that God has set with you, people.
希伯来书的作者他就说明。
And so in the writer in the book of Hebrews explained,
约一定要那个流血才能够成立。
A covenant must be verified by the shedding of blood.
就好比说我们在写遗嘱。
Just say we are writing our will.
写遗嘱的人一定要死，遗嘱才有法律效力。
A will to be effective, the person must die in order for it to be executed.
因为写遗嘱人还活着的话，他随时都可以更改遗嘱的内容。
Because whoever, if he's still alive, he can always have the power to change his will.
但是他死了，那个遗嘱就成为法律效力的。
But once he passes and he dies, then that will, that document becomes effective in law.
所以牛羊的死。让旧约有效力。
And so the blood and the death of the cow, the oxen and the sheep is the covenant.
另立一个新约。
That was the old covenant. Now we have new covenant.
耶稣用他无瑕疵羔羊的血来牺牲为我们撒这个约。
That Jesus Christ used his pure blood and his pure self as a sacrifice, as a lamb of sacrifice.
给我们立一个新的约。
And established this new covenant.
所以天上的宝座是。耶稣流宝血所建立支搭起来。
And so this heavenly tabernacle, this throne, has been established by the blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣如果没有来为我们钉死十字架流宝血
，If Lord Jesus did not come to shed His blood for us,
那从创世以来的这些人的信，古圣徒的信心。都是虚空的。
Then all the saints in the Old Testament, from that of creation, will all be nothing.
但是现在耶稣来了。
But now that Jesus came,
流宝血了。
And he shed his blood.
你看伊甸园里面神用兽皮遮盖亚当夏娃的羞耻。
Just as the symbolism in which God covered the nakedness of Adam and Eve with the skin of a lamb.
那我们知道那个是羔羊皮。
And you know that is the clothed skin of a lamb.
所以取羔羊皮要流血。
And in order to have that skin of a lamb, God must slaughter a sheep.
那个是神救恩的一个宣告。
And that is a proclamation of the beginning of the salvation of God.
一定要仰望这个神的羔羊来到。
So they must yearn and look for this highly anointed sheep, lamb.
来成就这个十字架的救恩。
In order to fulfill the salvation that must come through the cross.
那现在耶稣来了。
And now that Lord Jesus Christ has come.
为我们钉死十字架了。
And he has been nailed to the cross.
所以天上的宝座就这样从天上降到人间来。
Then the throne above in heaven now descends upon the people.
来降到人间就是教会。
And it came amongst us, and now today is the church.
是用耶稣的宝血所建立起来的。
The church is established through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个真理我要跟大家分享清楚一点。
And so this truth I must explain very clearly to you.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
20:28.Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit had made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
好，这边有谈到什么叫做神的教会。
Here it talks about what is the church of God.
就是耶稣用自己的血所救赎出来的人集合起来。
And these are the people in which he has bought with his own blood.
好。教会在圣经里面是特有名词。
Church in the Bible is a specific word of itself.
虽然这地上有两千多个教派都自称教会。
Even though right now in society we see there are many thousands of different churches.
我昨天已经有用简易的方式来让我们理解。
Yesterday I already explained this.
只有耶稣宝血救赎出来的人集合起来才称为教会。
But only those who are assembled together bought by the blood of Jesus Christ is called the church.
没有这一道手续的。
If they do not go through this process,
虽然他们自称教会,
even though people may claim themselves as the church,
在神眼中不是教会,
but in the eyes of God, they are not a church.
教会是基督的身体,
because church is the body of Christ.
身体只有一个, 他指挥说怎么 会去承认那个呢?
And so body is only of one. How can Jesus say, I have multiple?
好, 那所以我昨天说, 那个只能说是传基督的受团。
And so we can say only that they are a method to preach that word of God.
有些人听了心里不舒服。
Even though for some people they hear this and they are uncomfortable.
但是我为了要让你们理解。
But I also want you to understand.
社团就是为特殊目的人的集合。
Assembly is a something that is set.
好比狮子会、胡伦社。
Just like the Lion Club or Rotary Club.
他并没办法真正解决你生命的困境。
For example, these clubs can never solve your salvation, problem of salvation.
所以我们本身对这个真理要有这样的认知。
And so we ourselves must have a clear mind on our truth.
才不容易受迷。
So we will not be deceived.
但是你传福音面对一般基督徒你不要这样讲。
But when you preach the gospel and to other denomination Christians, we should not approach it this way.
你这样讲冲突就来就没办法继续传。
Because when you say it like this so upfront, you will have this conflict.
你要解释清楚得救的要道这样讲。
So all you need to do is explain the process of salvation according to the Bible.
好，那耶稣的宝血怎么来救赎我们？
And so how is it that the blood of Jesus can wash us?
这个帐幕是他用宝血所支搭起来的。
Because his tabernacle has been established by his blood.
主耶稣被钉十字架。
So Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他断气了。
And so he breathed his last.
有一个兵丁拿一支枪随意的就 插在他的肋旁。
And so a soldier, a Roman soldier, pierced his side with a spear.
随即从主耶稣身上流出水跟血。
And so out comes flowing the blood and the water.
兵丁是随意插。
The soldier just randomly.
但是这是神的 strike Jesus. 神的成就。
But this is the fulfillment of the Lord.
神在创世的时候为亚当造一个女人。
Because in the beginning of creation, God created for Adam a woman.
从他肋旁取一根肋骨。
And from his side, he took a rib.
来造一个女人，让他两人成为一体。
And so created out of from that rib a woman so that the two can become one.
但是保罗说，这个是极大的奥秘。
But Paul says this is a great mystery.
他是指着基督跟教会来说的。
And what he's saying in pertains to the relationship between church and Jesus.
神其实在创世造男造女之前的当下已经向世人宣告。
And so when God created Adam and Eve, he already made this proclamation.
他救赎的经纶已经计划好了。
The way of salvation has already been set.
所以从主耶稣身上流出血跟水跟血出来。
And so from his side flows water and blood.
来造一个基督新妇。
To create a new bride for Christ.
使他们两人成为一体。
So the two can become one.
所以得救的教会绝对是唯一的。
So the church of salvation can only be of one.
你想基督是娶了小三、小四、小五、小六吗？
Do you think that Lord Jesus will have multiple wives?
这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
神造男造女，两人成为一体。
Because God created man and woman, and two shall become one.
光从这个真理，你就可以去理解了。
So from this simple truth, you can come to this understanding.
你不管谁讲什么，
no matter what other people say,
你要看真理怎么讲。
You have to look at what the truth say.
好，那主耶稣身上流出这一个受罪的泉源。
And so Jesus shed from his body this fountain of salvation.
这是应验撒迦利亚书十三章的预言。
The remission of sin, and this has been promised in.
来看撒迦利亚书十三章。
In Zechariah.
十三章第一节。
撒迦利亚
书。
In Zechariah.
这边就谈到
Chapter 13,
要为大卫家跟耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶跟污秽。
Here says that it will pave a path for the people of the house of David to receive salvation.
那十二章第十节下面以下就在讲那个 以色列人将来会仰望他们所扎的。
And so verse chapter 12 verse 10 actually records how the people of Israel will one day yearn for those whom they have killed.
这个所扎的要为他们开出一个受罪的泉源。
Whom they have pierced, and this one whom they have pierced shall open a way of salvation for them.
也就是主耶稣身上流出的水跟血。
And that is the blood and the water that flows out from the side of Jesus.
为什么要流水跟血呢？
Why the blood and the water?
我们人不是只有流血而已吗？
Isn't it when we are hurt, we only shed blood?
所以约翰看到他流出水跟血，就说他的见证是真的。
And so when John witnessed the water and the blood flowing from the side of Jesus, he said his witness is real.
表示这是非常重要的。
Meaning that this is of utmost importance.
好，那在旧约一个罪人罪要得赦。
And so in the Old Testament, for one to his sin to be washed,
要先去献祭赎罪。
He must make this offering of atonement.
然后还要洗澡。
And he also need to cleanse himself and to wash himself.
所以赎罪的过程就是血代表生命的代赎。
And so the cleansing of sin is so that the blood takes over the sin.
水代表洁净。
And the water resembles that of cleansing.
但是这究竟已经是两千年前的事情。
But this happened 2,000 years ago.
两千年后的我们受洗。
And so 2,000 years today, we
怎么能够成就在我们身上呢？
So how does it come fulfilled in upon us?
我们信耶稣不要随便信啊，你要用花两天想想。
So when you are a Christian, you must think carefully.
为什么会临到我们身上？
Why does it come upon us?
只有一项。
There's only one.
圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神。
Holy Spirit is God.
只有神才能打破时空。
Only God can break through time and space. So that the blood that was shed during the time of Jesus and we shed has now been broken, and so it also applies to us.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit who bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three who bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one.
主耶稣带来水跟血。
So Lord Jesus brought with him water and blood.
有圣灵见证。
And had the Holy Spirit bear witness.
使三样合一。
So that the three become one.
所以如果没有圣灵的见证，一切都是免谈。
And so if not without the witness of the Holy Spirit, then you can't even speak any further.
所以教会如果没有神的圣灵。
And so if the whole church does not have the abidance of the Holy Spirit,
不管你讲的天花乱坠,
no matter how much of a revelation or you can say,
都不能成为生命之道,
it cannot ever be the words of life.
圣灵不是神的一种感力,
because the Holy Spirit is just not a movement of God,
或是一种气息,
or a certain breath.
不是, 圣灵就是神,
it is God himself.
所以圣灵来建立这个教会。
And so Holy Spirit comes to establish the church.
让主耶稣身上流出来水跟血的受罪功效临到我们身上。
So that the shedding of the blood and the water of Jesus can be applied directly to us. 也就是说
我们去洗礼的海水或是溪水。
And so that is to say when we go to baptism in open water.
本来是物质的水。
Initially, this is just the regular water of the sea.
因为圣灵的运行。
But because of the movement of the Holy Spirit,
使它成为主耶稣身上流出的水跟血。
It transforms that part to the word, to the blood and the water of Jesus. So three becomes one.
我们在那边受洗。
And then we receive baptism there.
赎罪的功效就临到我们身上。
And so the remission of sin is effective.
当传道人奉主耶稣圣名为我们受洗。
So when the pastor says, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize.
我们低下头。
We bow our heads.
低下头就是要与主死的形状联合。
We bow our heads in resemblance to die along with Christ.
意思说我们要借着洗礼跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Meaning that through baptism, we ourselves also nailed ourselves to the cross.
主耶稣钉十字架死了。
When Jesus died on the cross,
我们带着罪的旧人跟他同钉十字架，也死了。
We take with us our old self and nailed it also upon the cross.
低下头 跟主死的形状联合，就是跟主耶稣同钉十字架，同死。
And so, to bow our heads resembles being nailed to the cross with Jesus, to die with Jesus.
然后全身入水。
And so the full body immerses into the water.
把你埋葬掉。
And so we are buried.
带着罪的旧人就把你那个罪把你埋葬掉了。
And that old man with all the sins has been buried away.
利未记里面他们在十六章他们献那个赎罪祭的时候。
In Leviticus in chapter 16, when they make the offering,
选两只公山羊。
And so they need to have two chosen lambs, sheep.
一只杀掉献祭。
And one is to kill and to make an offering.
一只要归给阿撒塞勒。
And,
阿撒塞勒。他那个希伯来文。阿撒塞勒。
And the other one is to offer to 阿撒塞勒。
阿撒塞勒的意思就是离去。
That means to depart.
意思就是说把我们的罪带得远远的。
And that is to let that sheep go, so that that meaning signifying that our sins get walked away far away from us.
我们赞美诗八十八首不是这样子吗？
Isn't it sung in our hymn 88?
把我们的罪带得远远的去。
That when he died, he carried our sins away from us.
那个就是跟主耶稣同钉十字架，同死同埋葬。
And that is to say that we died and crucified and also died along with Christ.
然后圣灵运行在当下。
And then the Holy Spirit is moving among all these parts.
使它成为就是运行在这个洗礼的地方。
And also move in this place of baptism.
我们在那边受洗。
And so when we are baptized,
圣灵就给我们重生。
And then the Holy Spirit gives us a rebirth.
所以我们洗礼起来是一个从圣灵生的人。
So when we rise out of the water, we have been reborn through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God.
所以我们就是从神生的人。
And so we are now he who is born from God.
重生的洗。
And so this is called the washing of regeneration, rebirth.
造的人。
So we are now newly created.
这些人集合起来就叫做教会。
And so now all these people who has been washed, assembled together will be called the church.
也就是天上的帐幕降到人间。
And that is the tabernacle of God now dwells, has descended from heaven.
来看哥林多前书十二章。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
这边就讲到我们不管是什么种族，在社会什么地位。
Here it tells us that no matter what race we belong or what status we may be in this social circle,
主要我们从一位圣灵受洗。
But as long as we've been baptized by the Spirit,
就成了一个基督身体。
That we have come baptized into this one body.
这边讲从一位圣灵受洗。
And so it says here, for by one Spirit,
不是指着我们领受圣灵。
It does not mean that we have received the Holy Spirit.
是指着我们接受圣灵亲自见证的洗礼。
But it tells us that we received the baptism that has been borne witness by the Spirit of God.
也就是我刚刚所解释的那一段。
As we have just studied the passage I just explained.
你接受圣灵洗给你施洗，他也是，每一个人都是。
Now, every one of us have received this baptism from the Holy Spirit.
集合起来就是一个基督身体。
Now we assemble together, we have become the body of Christ.
就叫做教会。
And this is now called the church.
我请问你。
Let me ask you.
基督是头，教会是身体。
If Jesus is the head and the body is the church.
一个头有几个身体。
A head has how many bodies?
这很好理解的。
This is not
that hard to understand. 为什么有人会怀疑另外还有多久的教会呢?
It's not hard to understand. So why is it that other people may doubt and say there are other churches?
两人成为一体。
Two become one.
一个新妇。
One new bride.
一个身体。
One body.
多久的教会永远是唯一的。
One church of salvation.
因为神的帐幕。
Only be one.
绝对是唯一的。
Because what God has created is only one.
好，那后面这边就讲到应以一位圣灵。
And so he says that one spirit into one body.
英文是什么？应该是 drink， 是不是？
你说什么？
这边。
Oh, have been made to drink into one spirit.
为什么要说饮于一位圣灵？那个破音字要念饮于一位圣灵。
Here it says that all have been made to drink into one spirit.
为什么要这样讲？
Why is it says make the statement?
这是要复活，主耶稣在约翰福音第七章三十八节所宣告的。
And that is to declare what Jesus has said in John chapter 7 verse 38.
渴口的人都可以到他这边来喝。
That he who thirsts can come to before him.
信他的人要从腹中流出活水的江。
He who believes in him shall have the fountain of living water flow from within.
所以这个是指着我们共同领受一位圣灵。
And so this is to tell us this we have received this one Spirit.
这就是神的教会。
This is the church of God.
也就是天上的帐幕，神的帐幕降到人间。
And this is the tabernacle of God descending upon man.
借着耶稣基督，借着圣灵来降到人间。
Through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, it has come among us.
耶稣基督就在这个帐幕里面做执事。
And so, that Lord Jesus in this, tabernacle become our mediator.
在施行救恩。
Has been come the high priest to do this work of salvation.
所以圣灵的内住。
And so the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
成就这个神的帐幕降到人间。
Has been come into and dwell in the tabernacle of God among with men.
成就了神与人同在。
And also, fulfill Emmanuel, which is God is with man.
这是在伊甸园里面神已经宣告好了。
And this is what God has already declared in the Garden of Eden.
神跟亚当叫伊甸园同在。
And so God dwelt with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
但是那很短暂。
But that, even though that was short.
好，那人犯罪就被赶出来。
And so of course man sinned and so was cast out.
所以在预备基督，基督降生来成就神与人同在。
And so preparing the salvation and that of Christ, he came to this world and opened the door of salvation.
那个很短暂。
And that's also very short.
三年半而已。
Only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry.
所以耶稣复活升天，赐下圣灵住在我们里边。
And so, Jesus ascended to heaven, poured down His Holy Spirit, and dwell with us.
永远住在我们里边。
Now this one is eternal.
现在他住在我们里边。
Right now He dwells within us.
将来到天国，他还是在我们里边。
And so later we go to ascend to heaven, we also will have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
才叫做我们住在耶稣里边，他住在我们里边。
And that is why Jesus said that we dwell in Him and He dwell with us.
我们跟耶稣成为一体。
So that we have become one with Christ.
这就是神救赎的一个奥秘。
And this is the mystery of Christ.
那这个帐幕是主耶稣做慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And so this tabernacle is where Jesus is the merciful high priest.
慈悲忠信的大祭司就是中保的意思。
At the mercy seat, which is the mediator.
当我们神跟人之间的中保。
He is the mediator between God and man.
不断地担当我们的软弱。
He constantly bear upon our weaknesses.
代替我们祷告。
He intercedes for us.
所以我们今天在基督里面是很大的恩典。
And so today, we must realize how great of a grace we are in Christ.
以赛亚书53章说他担当我们的软弱代替我们的疾病。
And Isaiah 53, it says that he took upon our burdens and our sins.
所以你有疾病。
And so when you are sick,
你向他祷告,
you pray to him.
求他承担你的疾病。
You ask him to bear upon your sickness.
你有软弱, 向他祷告。
You have weakness, you pray to him.
求他代替你的软弱。
You ask him to bear upon our weakness.
因为这是他当中保要实现的。
Because this is what his duty is as a mediator.
这个叫做应许。
And this is all due to the promise.
我从信主到现在三十八年多。
I have believed in the Lord for 38 years and counting.
很少吃什么药。
Barely eat any take any medication.
会有几次去吃药都是感冒。
Sometimes only the few occurrences in which I take medication because of cold.
另一半哦，看一直在那看着受不了就。赶快去看医生。
Because my spouse says, couldn't see me suffer like that, so she pushes me to go see a doctor.
为了另一半不要来忧虑，所以去看。
So in order to comfort my spouse so that she does not worry over me, so I went to see the doctor.
但是呢
，But
我在信主的历程，我感觉。我真的相信主耶稣的应许。
But in journey of faith, I really believe in His promises.
他代替我们的疾，他担当我们的疾病，代替我们的软弱。
He also takes upon Himself our illnesses, all our weaknesses.
所以我就常常有软弱的时候就主啊， 求你实现你的应许在我身上。
So sometimes when I'm overcome by my weaknesses, I pray to God and say, Oh, Lord God, may you fulfill what you have said.
会体验到神真的跟你同在。
To take upon this my burden. And so
你的信仰是活泼的。
Then you feel your faith is alive. It is not just a theory.
也不是一种心理安慰。
It is not just a psychological comfort, but this is an actual blessing from God.
因为他真的在我们心中在当我们的中保啊，他住在我们里面。
Because he really dwell as a mediator inside our heart.
今天我们所敬拜的神不是在高天离我们远远的，不是。
So today our God, we must recognize, is not one who is so high, set high in heaven.
他就住在我们里面啊。
But then he actually dwells so close with us in our hearts.
在这个真帐幕里面做中保呢。
Inside this tabernacle of ours as a mediator.
好。那神的帐幕降到人间了。
Now that the tabernacle of God has descended upon man,
它的目的在哪里？
What is its purpose?
啊，我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章的第三节。
21 verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4, And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. For the former things have passed away.
神的帐幕降到人间就要成就这些目的。
He says the tabernacle of God is with men for this fulfill these purpose.
要与人同住。
That is to dwell with men.
啊，这个与人同住就是借着圣灵来跟我们同住。
And it is dwelling with men by the abidance and descension of the Holy Spirit.
让基督的身体在地又在天。
So that the body of Christ can be on earth at the same time be on heaven.
很难想象哦。
It's hard to imagine this.
我们集合起来就是一个基督身体，对不对？
When we assemble together, we are the body of Christ.
那我们是活在地上啊。
And we live in this world.
但是我们的生命跟基督一同活在天上。
But then our life actually is living above in heaven with God.
我们来看那个约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
这是主耶稣啊，对门徒啊，对那个拿单的宣告的。
This is the what Jesus said to Nathanael.
说将来啊，你必看见神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
He said, "Hereafter you shall see the heaven open and the angel of God ascending and descending upon the sons of man."
这是雅各所梦见的天梯。
And this is the resembling of the heavenly ladder dreamed by Jacob.
成就在耶稣身上。
And this has been fulfilled
upon Jesus.天使怎么在耶稣的身上上去下来呢？
How is it the angels of God go up and down through Jesus Christ?
所以这个身上啊，是指的教会。
And that is he goes through his body in resemblance that of to church.
教会就是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
教会就是神要显向世人显明他智慧的地方。
Because a church is a place in which God will manifest to the world His wisdom.
所以主耶稣才说，将来你要看见天使在人子的身上上去下来。
So Jesus said, "Most assuredly, you shall see the heaven open and the angel of the Lord ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
也就是说，我们这个教会是神的殿，也是天的门。
That is to say that our church is the temple of God and His tabernacle.
是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
是立在地上，也在存在天上。
It dwells and exists in this earth, also exists upon in heaven.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章十三节
Verse 13 No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven that is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
这边主耶稣就讲除了从天降下能就在天。
He said, No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven.
没有人到天上去。
No one has been to heaven, go up from heaven.
所以神的帐幕到人间就是要成就基督的身体。在地又在天。
And so it tells us that the body of Christ is also upon the earth and also exists upon the heaven.
你看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗第二章的第四节。
Chapter
第, 第五节，第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5. Chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with the Christ, by grace you have been saved.
第六节。
6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
你看他这边就讲到、啊、基督让我们从死里 活过来。
Here says that we have been made alive with Christ.
又让我们跟基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And then we are raised up together, and then made to sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
这边讲的一同复活，不是指着末日的复活，不是。
Here, to made alive, this resurrection is not talking about the end days.
是指着受洗复活。
This is talking in resemblance that the moment we are baptized.
然后我们就跟基督一同坐在天上。
And so at the same time, we sit in heaven with Christ Jesus.
所以想到这边哦，你就要感动的、啊、痛哭流涕，你知道吗
？And when you think about this, you should be moved and touched into tears.
我们是何等人啊
？What kind of a people may am I?
竟然能够啊，肉身在地上生活，生命坐在天上。
How is it that I can dwell in this earth at the same time in the heavenly places of God?
为什么
？Why?
我们看希伯来书，那不是啊，哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章我们看那个第三节。
Chapter 3 verse 3. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节。
When Christ who is our life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
你看这边、啊、就谈到、啊、我们已经死了。
Here says that we have died.
这个死就是指着洗礼的当下。
And this is talking about the part that of our baptism.
我们带着罪的救人跟耶稣同钉十字架，同死同埋葬。
And that is with our sins, we have been buried, have been crucified on the cross with Jesus.
现在活着的是圣灵给我们重生的生命。
So now that we live is because by the life given to us, born through the Holy Spirit.
所以他就说，我们的生命跟基督一同藏在神里面。
And so here says that our life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为神就是基督的头。
Because God is the head of Christ.
我们受洗就跟基督一同藏在神里面。
And so we've now been baptized, have been integrated into the body of Christ.
所以基督是我们的生命。
And so Christ is our life.
他如果显现的时候。
And when he manifests.
我们就要跟他一同显现在荣耀。
When he appears, we also will appear with him in glory.
这个就是今天我们在基督里面的恩典。
And so this is the greatest grace we have in Lord in Christ.
所以天上的宝座你看宝座的中间跟周围就有四活物在那边。
And so if you look at the revelation, the heavenly throne, that surrounding the heavenly throne are the four beasts.
我们翻启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
下半段。
The second half, it says, around the thorn, there were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back.
你看他就讲到宝座的中间哦还有宝座的周围有四活物。
It says in the midst of the throne and also around the throne there were four living creatures.
这就是指着我们被神称义的这些信徒啊。
And that is to say we who have been deemed righteous.
前后遍地都满了眼睛。
And then the front and the back full with eyes.
也就是完全属灵。
And that is completely spiritual.
圣灵带给我们一种属灵的眼光
that the Holy Spirit enabled us to have the spiritual eyesight
看我们的教会不会像世人一样
so that when we go to church we will not be like the world of secular people
人看人都会有偏见
that when man look upon man they will all have
biased 但是我们看教会看神的教会
but when
要从真理的角度去看
when we see the spiritual church of God we must see through the eyes of truth
所以我们既然是四活物
So since we are the living creatures
我们的生命跟基督一同藏在神里面
That we have been hidden our life in Christ
所以才会在宝座中间跟宝座中
So that is why we are in the midst of the throne of God Around the throne of God
我们就要效法这四活物的样子
Therefore we need to imitate the resemblance of these four living creatures
第一个叫做狮子
And the first is like the lion
勇敢
is bravery
在真道上要有勇敢的心。
That in truth, we must be courageous when we are persecuted. That we will never retreat.
征战不后退。
When we fight, we will never retreat.
第二个牛犊。
The second living creature like a calf.
这边的牛犊不是耕田用的。
This calf is not used to plow the field.
是杀来献祭的。
is to be killed, to be offered.
就是指提醒我们每一个人。
It is to remind each one of us
的生命都是献活祭的生命。
That we shall live a living sacrifice unto God.
我们或活或死都是主的人。
Whether or not we live or we die and we live for the Lord.
要记得从洗礼起来一直到离开世上。
We must remember when we rise out of the baptism of the water until we die.
我们都分分秒秒都是在侍奉神。
Every minute, every second of our life is to serve God.
不是只有局限在这个教会。
It is not to be limited only in the presence of the church.
还包括你的家庭。
Or in within the confines of your family. Or your company or your workplace.
都是在服侍神。
In all these places we are to serve.
神都在看我们这个放在祭坛上的活祭是怎么烧的。
Because God wants to see how we offer ourselves upon the altar. This is the calf.
第三个是人。
The third is like a man.
就完全的人。
It's to be a perfect man.
就是要效法基督。
It's to imitate the Lord.
第四个是老鹰。
And the fourth is like a flying eagle.
老鹰代表着他的属灵超越。
An eagle resembling a spiritual exaltation.
我们圣灵住在里面。
So the Holy Spirit dwells within.
你要从靠着圣灵去思考神的旨意。
That through the Holy Spirit, we are to meditate about the Word of God.
这样我们在宝座中间跟宝座周围啊。
So that when we are in the midst of the throne and around the throne of God,
你看第八节
verse 8,
他们就不断地在那边说圣哉圣哉主神是昔在永在今在永以后永在的全能者。
And they continue to say, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
也就是日夜在服侍神。
And that is day and night, they do not rest but to serve God.
这个就是我们每一个信主的人应该有的人生观。
And this is the value and the perspective and the goal of our life.
我们的生活就是在侍奉神。
That our life is to serve God.
我们已经住在这个宝座中间跟宝座的周
围。We are already living at this time in the presence, in the throne of God.
要借着你的生活发光。
And so we must shine the light through our life.
做世上的光跟盐。
And so be the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
好。那我们怎么达到这个目的？
So how do we accomplish this?
首先，我们必须要把神的真理丰富的领受到我们里面来。
And the first is that we must accept the truth of God into ourselves.
保罗曾经这样讲。
Paul once said.
他说我现在活着不再是我了。
He said, now that I live, but I not live to unto myself.
我看一下马加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians. Refer to Galatians.
第二章二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in flesh, in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave me himself for me.
过去带着罪的救我已经跟基督同钉十字架同死同埋葬。
The old self, the mind, have already been crucified on the cross with Jesus Christ.
现在活着的生命是圣灵重生的生命。
So now the life that I live has been reborn through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God.
所以保罗说现在是基督在我里面活着。
And so he said, Paul says here that it is Christ now living in me.
记得现在是基督在我们每一个人的心中在活着。
Remember, at this time, it is Christ living in you and I.
以弗所书第二章第十节不是这样讲吗？
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, does it not also say,
我们都是神的工作。
That we are his workmanship.
借着耶稣基督所造成的。
That we have been made through Jesus Christ.
为要我们行善。
So that we can do his good work.
就是神所预备叫我们去行的。
And to do what has been prepared for us to do.
也就是说神的旨意。
And that is to say,
要借着我们去把它实现出来。
Is to be manifested through all of us.
现在是基督在我里面活着的生命。
Now we live a life in which Christ is living within.
要我们行善，就是说神的旨意要我们去实现。
For us to do good, meaning to do the good will of God.
好，那我们怎么去完成这个工作？
And how do we accomplish it?
你就是要丰富的领受神的道。
And that is, we must abundantly receive the truth of God.
神全备的旨意。都记载在这个圣经里面。
Because all his will, his commandment has been recorded in his words.
我们只要丰富把它领受进来。
So as we abundantly receive it.
让神的心成为我们的心。
So that the heart of God can become ours.
你对圣经很熟。
So when you are very familiar with the Bible,
当我们立志行事的时候，
when we determine to do good work,
你看那个《腓立比书》第二章，
let's turn to Philippians.
第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
立志行事都是神的灵运行在我们心中。
To determine to do good is all God's moving in, within us.
来成就神的美意。
In order to do his good pleasure.
那这怎么都达到的？
And how do we receive it?
当你满心明白神的旨意的时候，
That is when we come to understand His word.
对不对？神的道理都充满在你的脑海里面。
When your mind is filled with the words of God,
你的心跟神的心意跟你的心意是一样的。
And the heart of God is the same as your heart.
所以当我们立志行事，
And so when we determine to do,
圣灵就会让我们想起神的话。
Then the Holy Spirit enables us to think about the word of God.
满心明白神的旨意。
And to understand His will.
我们就按照这个神的旨意去把它实现出来。
And then we do according to His will.
所以我们做完以后就成就神的美意。
And so after we finish, we have achieved what then do what is for His good pleasure.
这个就是神所预备要我们去行的善。
And this is the good in which God has prepared for us
to
do.
我们如果每个人都能够有这样的觉悟，
Now, if each one of us have this kind of awareness,
献这样的活祭，
and to offer ourselves like living sacrifice,
神就在教会，就是我们众人的集合体，
then God is among all of us here.
大大得到荣耀。
And he will move us greatly.
来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章二十节
verse 20 chapter 3 verse 20 Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us
二十一节
21 To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever Amen
你看这边就讲到当我们立志行事的时候
He said, when we determine here to do this,
神的心跟我们的心结合在一起
and then we have been connected with the heart of God,
神就会借着圣灵运用他的大能大力来成就这件事情
and then God through His Holy Spirit will execute this,
然后我们就把神的旨意把它实现
and then we will manifest the good will of God,
那神就在我们众人的身上也就是教会
and so God then through us, that is this church, will receive His glory.
这个就是神的帐幕来到人间的一个目的。
And this is one of the purpose of the tabernacle of God to be among with men.
成就神跟人同在。
And to fulfill the abidance with man.
基督的身体在地又在天。
That the body of Christ is all both on this earth and in heaven.
然后神要擦去我们的眼泪。
And then Christ will wipe away our tears.
不再有死亡。
And there will be no death.
悲哀。
There will be no sorrow.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的罪已经得赦。
Because we have overcome sin.
死亡是由罪来的。
Death comes through sin.
所以我们的罪得赦以后。
And so after we have sin been remissed.
我们住在基督里面。
And so we dwell in Christ.
如果我们人生碰到什么困难。
And so when we encounter difficulties in this life.
就要记得。
Then we must remember.
凡是借着祷告跟祈求祷告祈求跟感谢。
That through prayer, thanksgiving, and praying.
把我们所要的告诉神。
That we tell God what we need.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
Not only does he give us a peace, but he also will keep us within his bosom.
要靠信心，过信心的生活。
And to live a life of faith.
然后一无挂虑交托。
And then not to doubt, but to completely rely upon him.
凡事靠着祷告跟祈求。
All things through pleading and prayer.
这样喜乐的生活就在我们生活里面那个发生了。
And then you will see a joyful life.
活着的每一天都是喜乐的。
You live will be full of joy.
因为主耶稣应许要把他平安赐给我们了。
Because Jesus promised he will give us his peace.
世上的物质的问题怎么能困住我们呢？
How is it that the problem of this world can defeat us?
这样我们在基督里面就真的享受在地如天的生活。
And so in Christ we shall experience heaven on earth.
这个就是基督的身体。 在地又在天。
This is the body of Christ that is existing in earth and also on heaven.
那这个真帐幕是在天上的。
And so this true tabernacle.
现在虽然降在人间。
So even though it comes down and dwell among man.
但是总有一天要回去呀。
But one day it also needs to go back to heaven.
我们看那个启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章第二节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 2.
你看。
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Hey, 我们这个在人间的帐幕。
And this is the tabernacle among men.
因为是在天上的真，是天上的真帐幕。
Because it is also the heavenly tabernacle.
有一天都要回去的。
One day it needs to return.
在还没回去之前。
And before it returns,
我们要赶快预备。装饰整齐。
That we must prepare ourselves and to adorn ourselves.
这个就是这一段时间我们大家要努力。
And this is the period of time in which we all need to strive hard.
在哪一方面装饰整齐？
How do we adorn and prepare ourselves?
看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
您念到第四节。
To verse 10. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. 9. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. 10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
你看这边就讲到万物的结局近了。
He said, the end of all things is at hand.
有三件事情你要赶快预备。
There are three things you must prepare.
第一个，要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
He says, therefore, first, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
这个就是十个童女的比喻。
And this is resembling the parable of the 10 virgins.
你要很谨慎。
And you must be watchful.
因为迷惑会大。
Because the temptation will come.
你如果留地步给魔鬼，就被抓走。
If you leave a hole for Satan, he will take hold of it.
你看这几年我们教会有多大的冲击。
And look at the struggle our church have in recent years.
生理上面不可以有情感的问题。
情感。
就是一定要站在真理上。
Our truth has been absolute.
虽然有时候我们跟某一些人感情很好。
Even though we may, in this truth, we find that we have a good relationship with another.
这跟真理不同。
But then when we realize they have a different truth than us.
我可以跟你做朋友。
I can be your friend.
但我坚守我的真理。
But I will maintain and keep the truth.
所以这个灵哦，一定要很警醒。
And so we must be careful in this spirit.
第二个，要彼此切实相爱。
And the second is to love one another.
这个就是分绵羊山羊的比喻。
And this is the parable of the sheep and the goat.
第三个。
The third.
要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And that's to be good, God's good steward.
这是分银的比喻。
And this is also the parable about the gifts.
所以主再来以前，这三个功夫我们要好好做。
And so when before Jesus come, these three things we must do correctly.
当末次号筒吹响的时候。
So when the end trumpet has been sounded.
带着千万天使从天
降。And so when Lord Jesus comes and descends with thousands of his angels.
从天而降的神的帐幕。
And then this tabernacle which has come from above.This true tabernacle,
也是基督的心腹
and also the bride of Christ,
已经装饰整齐了
have been beautified and adorned itself.
我们就要被主耶稣迎接回去了
Then herself, then we will be received back unto heaven.
在那边享受神所应许的永生
and to enjoy the eternal blessing that God has promised.
这是我们的盼望
This is our hope.
所以弟兄姐妹
so brothers and sisters,
越到末世你越要警醒。
In the end days, we need to be even more aware.
你要让你的脚永远站在主的爱中。
You must keep your feet in the love of God.
千万不要因为人感情的问题被引诱离开。
Never because of human relationship that you be led astray.
你如果双脚站在他的恩典里面。
Because if our feet dwell in the grace of God,
你就可以欢欢喜喜地盼望将来的荣耀。
Then you will forever experience the grace of God in the eternity.
愿主耶稣的圣灵保守我们大家。
May the Holy Spirit of God dwell and keep us. Let's sing hymn.
85.
passing days of time. What joy the glorious hope affords, that soon a wondrous truth sublime. He shall reign King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. The signs around in earth and air were painted on the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses declare that the coming of the Savior draweth nigh. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. Who neath us lie in countless numbers all shall rise when through the portals of the sky he shall come to prepare our paradise. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon. And we who living yet remain, caught up shall meet our faithful Lord. This hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by this word. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, we know he's coming soon.
好，我们同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
洗礼的应该回来了，我们同心祷告。
Those who are being baptized should return soon.
求神保守我们每一个人。
May God keep each one of you.